we saw Illinois become the second state in the country to ban the so-called gay and trans panic defense, which allows people accused of murdering people the ability to try to say that their murdering of that person was caused by their fear of the victim's gender identity or sexual orientation. So that is no longer a ban allowed to be litigated in our courts. We saw the introduction of the LGBTQ public service law, the first of its kind in our country, which would require the governor's office to report out every year how many LGBTQ people are appointed to state boards and commissions. And we saw the passage of the birth records modernization law. So now transgender Illinoisans can change their birth certificates without being forced to go through the onerous requirement of surgery.
And these pieces of legislation probably were years in the making. So the fact that Trump stepped into office in January of last year doesn't mean there were going to be automatic effects taking place exactly. But were you surprised to have a positive year given the new presidential administration?
I mean, you're right. On the national level, we are seeing a really big rise in anti-LGBTQ sentiments, particularly from the administration in Washington, right? We're seeing efforts to ban service members who are trans, a refusal to count us in the census, a withdrawal of guidance to schools for how they should be treating transgender youth, the appointment of judges for life that are vehemently anti-LGBTQ. I think in that context, seeing all of that happen in Washington, so many of our allies and champions here in the state just were willing to say those efforts and actions don't represent our values here in Illinois. And it's incumbent upon us to make sure that Illinois demonstrates its values of being a fully equal and inclusive state. I mean, all of our bills last year got votes from both sides of the aisle. We've just seen Illinois lawmakers double down on their commitment to full equality in this state. In an environment where that is particularly important.
Just recently, the Human Rights Campaign released its annual State Equality Index, and they mentioned, they talk about the onslaught, as they say, of more than 125 anti-LGBTQ laws that were introduced across 30 states during the previous year, 2017. Two of those laws were in Illinois.
That's right. We saw an attempt to stigmatize transgender youth by forcing them to use separate and distinct bathrooms from every other child in the school. That gratefully went nowhere. We also saw a bill get introduced which would have granted open season on people's right to discriminate against LGBTQ people, so long as when they discriminated against us, they said they were doing so for religious reasons. That went nowhere as well.
And so looking ahead to 2018, are you able to talk about some of the issues or areas that you'll be focused on?
The question that we're really wrestling with is how can we make sure that schools are safe and affirming places for all students, including LGBTQ students? We know that there is this national dialogue out there that is rising in its anti-LGBTQ fervor, and we're going to remain committed to calling that out and making sure national leaders know where we stand in Illinois. But we're going to double down on our efforts here in our own state to make sure that in this sea of attacks on the LGBTQ community, Illinois is a model for what it means to live into our American values and support all people,